we have been talking about Jesus has been made unto us. All the things that according to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30 has written. And now we have all finished the book of 1 Corinthians. The book of 2 Corinthians, we should be starting 2 Corinthians from on the 1st of May. On the 1st of May, which is on Saturday, every one of you, please start reading the book of 2 Corinthians. Either you read it or you hear it. Say that you read it or you audio it, you hear it. And then meditate upon what you read. That is why we say a chapter a day. It is not too much. A chapter a day. If you can't bring yourself to read only one chapter of the Bible a day, then I wonder what kind of Christian you are. So as a church, we have agreed to do that. Not me always coming here to talk, but let us read the Bible together. And we have been reading the New Testament. We started with the New Testament from the book of John, Luke, and then we've left Matthew and Mark and continued. Amen. Because the four gospels are talking about the same things. Amen. So on the 1st of May, we all should start reading the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 1. Or you audio it, that means you hear it. And when you hear, think about what you have read. And if you don't understand anything, ask questions. That is why we have the time of refreshment. It's a time to ask questions. If the word is not in you, you can't be a good soldier in Christ. Amen. So according to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30, he said, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Jesus Christ has been made unto us everything that we need to be, or that we need to become, or that we need to exist and to live in a glorious way on this earth. That is why he said, if you are glorying, if you are boasting, you should know that it's because of Jesus. As a Christian, it's because of Jesus that you are experiencing and that you have in your life redemption. Because of Jesus, you have in your life the righteousness of God, the right standing before God. Because of Jesus, you have in your life sanctification. You can grow from glory to glory. Because of Jesus, you have in your life wisdom. Because all wisdom is hidden. All knowledge and wisdom is hidden in Christ Jesus. So meaning that we need to be focusing in the word that Jesus is speaking unto us. When we go through the Bible, we should focus on the information that is being delivered unto us from the word. For in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning. All things were created by him, and nothing was created or made that was not from Jesus. So if Jesus has been now made unto us redemption, made unto us sanctification, righteousness, and wisdom, that means that as we dwell in the word that he has given, this word that has been right from the beginning, that is able to create things and to make things to exist. If we are able to follow the truth by faith, like what we learned last week, he said that justified they live by faith. That means accepting it and believing it as it is. And then allowing the Holy Ghost to continue to teach us, because it's our teacher. To continue to release revelation into our spirit. We will find out that the more that conquer us, the overcomer that he has created us to be, we will be able to live it. We will have peace on this earth. Because everyone that have righteousness in him or her, the Bible says, they dwell in peace. They are occupiers of peace.
and the evil pursue peace, and they settle in peace. One thing that the enemy does is to steal our peace. But we have seen that when these four things are in our heart, in our life, in our destiny, in our consciousness, through understanding that he paid the price, redemption, he has cleansed us from sin, he has delivered us from the curse. The curse of death, the curse of sin. He has delivered us from our iniquities. His redemption has released blessings unto us. Because now we are the redeemed, the one that has been saved. Then we can live in the justification of this redemption to become righteous. Which is the last two things we dealt with. And as we are living in this righteousness, which is a right standing before God, towards the end of last week's teaching, I introduced what is sanctification. Because one who wants to be of right standing before God, because of that which Jesus Christ has done, must be prepared to have a cleansing, a shedding away. Because the Bible said unto us, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it said, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new person. He is a new being, a new person. Then the fourth thing is said, all things have now passed away. Then behold, see your new self and start walking according to your new self. Because you're already in the kingdom of God, which is a dwelling of righteousness, a dwelling of peace, a dwelling place of joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's so amazing that if I'm just in this kingdom, and I really know what this kingdom means to me, I accept it and I believe it, no matter the storm, my joy cannot be stolen. No matter the storm, my head can still rise above the waves. No matter the storm, your joy cannot be stolen. No matter the storm, your head is always above the waves. That means you can never drown. The power that is in the kingdom of God. The power of peace. Of righteousness, a right standing of joy in the Holy Ghost. This is the teaching that we have been teaching now for the past 3 weeks. Because Jesus has been made unto us what we should not allow anyone to steal from us. Nobody should steal Jesus from you. Nothing should steal Jesus from you. That is our access to God. Jesus is our access code to God. He is the access to eternity. He is the access to life. In him was life. And this life that is in him is the light of men. For whoever receives him shall have eternal life. For Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. John 14 says. So if this Jesus is made unto us redemption, sanctification, righteousness, and wisdom, then we pay attention. Continuously not allowing to leave our mind what the blood has done. It's a stage of knowledge that when you have it and you dwell in it, the power will start working in your life and in my life. Righteousness, you know what we have taught. Go back again and listen to the videos. Thank God that the videos are not only on YouTube and Anointed YouTube, they are readily ready. And also Facebook, where every one of you, I see you always entering. And I'm posting originally, share step your own pastors and church. Yeah? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God will forgive you now. God may have forgiven already. Amen. You can go back and listen. sin. I hear it again and again. For faith, according to the book of Romans 1:17, faith comes what? By hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Just as doubt comes by hearing and hearing the word of Satan. The negativity, faith comes by hearing and hearing again the word of God. So we cannot be tired. Don't allow anyone steal your Jesus from you. Keep your Jesus. Keep him. Keep him. Keep Jesus. Keep Jesus. He's all in all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So he said, but of faith are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. So we are saying, like last week I said, sanctification is the conscious process. I've just said it. By the understanding of the importance of becoming like Christ. That is what is called sanctification. He has been made unto us sanctification. And this sanctification is a process of cleansing of our life, of our character, of our behavior, of our speech, of our everything, so that we can be like Jesus. We sing the song, I want to be like Jesus. The children always sing it. Even in my character. Amen.
Amen.
We want to be like Jesus in our character and behavior. And that is what is called sanctification. That is actually the place of the church. That is why the place, the church, is a place where we hear the word every day. Because each time we hear the word, we listen to the word, and we adhere to the word. There is a cleansing, a purification of our life, of our soul, and of our spirit that mold us. Because right from the beginning, the purpose and the reason why God created us was creating us according to what? His image and his likeness. That was lost. But because of the redemption, because of the right standing, he opens up and gives unto us his body, which is called a church. So that we can actually stand right in the presence of God, he makes his church by his word to be cleaning us. And we have to have that conscious process that I am in the workshop of God. To be cleansed, to be purified, to be sanctified. Because I believe what Proverbs said of me, that the righteous, the justified, will be like a star that shines what? Brighter and brighter until the perfect day. Until the day that Jesus Christ will come. My yesterday, for no reason, should not be better than my today. And it's a conscious process of advancing in the scripture, of advancing in prayer, of advancing in the house of God, of advancing in cleansing through the word of God. That means accepting what God has given and throwing away the belief that ties me down in bondage of dirtiness. Remember, he's coming for a church without blemish, without stain. That is what he gave himself. For us to have a right standing before God. And that is why he says that we should consciously follow the process of sanctification through understanding. Amen. So sanctification is when we by his spirit start engaging in everything that a church gives and provides. We are doing them. So much like what our sister said today, but I hope I'm able to remember to refer to it later in the preaching. That example was a very good one. Amen. I'm so proud of my ladies. Hallelujah. Men, God be jealous. I'm proud of you too. Amen.
But each time I hear my ladies, they go through the time of refreshment, I'm just amazed. These two women, wow. If I'm not careful, they will take the pulpit from you. They are such a good challenge. They are such a good challenge, and I'm just proud of them, amen. They are, I give them work now, but they are telling me to go on more and more and more in learning. So they are telling me, hey, Pastor, we do some research. Not only you are saying, yes, I hear. When I hear them, I say, oh my God, where is my Bible? Where is my Bible? I have to read more. These ladies, they are going high, man. And I'm just proud of you. Hallelujah. And more of our ladies are coming up, amen. It's like when our sister Lena came to preach on that, I said, oh my God. Rachel, oh yeah, carry your Bible. Something did happen here. What is the joy of seeing them, the way they analyze the truth? It makes me to be very happy. It's just a pride. Can you say pride in my heart? You know, when you see the children of the ministry doing well, you go with satisfaction that your work is not in vain. That God, by His Spirit, He's still working in that same church that they will say there is no power of the word. I don't hear them say they don't know anything. But that same church where they say, they, what do they know? Is producing giants. Hallelujah. In the word of God.
Amen.
God is
safe.
God is safe. So it's my joy. See the fire burning. See the fire. The fire. Through the women, through the men, it's my job. And God will continue to lift you all up in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So the book of Job 17:17 told us, it sanctify them through the truth. God, for your word is truth. When Jesus was praying, He was praying for His disciples and praying for all of us that are His disciples today. He said there is a way, a process that these people can be cleansed. It is through your word. So, Father, when they hear your word in your house, let your power accomplish your word so that your word can sanctify and cleanse them to make them to be a vessel of honor unto you. What a prayer. He says, sanctify them. So Jesus has prayed a prayer for us, for you and I, that no Satan is permitted to block your ears when you are in the house of God. He says, sanctify them with your truth, Father, for your word is the truth. This your word is their basis, is their foundation for living. Amen. So that is why the book of Hebrews 12:14 reminded us. He said, make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be what? Holy. Kind of, and to be what? Sanctified. For without holiness, no one will see God. The book of 1 Thessalonians 4, from verse 3. He said, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. You see it? This is the will of God, even your sanctification. And then it said, stay away from fornication. That means fornication makes you what? Dirty. Fornication in the mind, physical fornication, it makes you dirty. So it said, abstain, run away from it. Push it aside. Because through that, you are getting what? Sanctified. He said, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. For said that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. He said, you should know how to learn it. You should know how to have control over your body. That is why he uses the example of fornication. Because fornication is the working of the eyes to give false knowledge to the mind.
to make the body to have impulses of reaction that are not proper. It's a fantasized or fantasy level or atmosphere where you feel you are swimming in enjoyment, but actually you are dancing in fire. So your mindset makes up something for you that makes your body both male and female, because fornication, according to how the Bible starts explaining it, is not only limited to having affairs with the opposite sex before marriage. It goes beyond that, even to this one we call spiritual fornication. Or you will come to church today, go to idol tomorrow. You bring tithe and offering, you bring seed today, you go and give shogo a chicken tomorrow. It's fornication. When you don't know the church that you belong to, it's another fornication. You run from here to from this church. Now it's easy, it's online. And you don't know, you don't know which church to belong. Let your mind be focused. So that is why I say, know how to possess your body in sanctification and in honor. Meaning, when your body is sanctified, when your speech is sanctified, when your thinking is sanctified, devil like it or not, it clothes you with what? Honor. Did we not say last week that righteousness clothes us with honor? Now again, we are hearing it that even sanctification also clothes us with honor. So the devil like it or not, he will honor us.
Amen.
I always tell us that we should not forget what Jesus Christ said concerning himself. He said that Satan is coming, but he found nothing in me. Ooh, for he to accuse me, sanctification brings us to that level. Amen. That we live in honor. So it's something that each one of us must learn how to do. It's a process that we go through in the church. To do what? To possess our vessels, our bodies. This is called a vessel, the temple, in sanctification and honor. So when you're going through a fornication and all those things, you are disgracing yourself in the society.
Yes.
For you, you think that things are okay. No, you're disgracing yourself in the society. When as a lady, they see you here today, tomorrow, you are already quarreled with this one, you have another one, you quarrel with this one, you have another one, you quarrel, and I'm talking boyfriend now. You go from one boy to another, you are not satisfied, this one will come to you. The problem is that they already slept with you. It's not as if you cross your leg and they did not sleep with you. They slept with you already. Then you say, they be here. Then you go to another one. That one also sleep with you. You say, that one is not okay. You go to another one again. Then we need to baptize you with prayer and deliverance. And then when the lady is doing that, she's proud.
Yeah.
Not knowing that she's making herself to be worse than a prostitute. You know, the mind will deceive oneself that I'm not a prostitute, that I'm not selling my body for money. But a prostitute is even better than you. Because you have money. You are not suffering. So what is making you to jump around? And it's empty with the men. And Bible says that when you fornicate, it says you're committing sin against your own body and God. Do you understand the simple thing we are saying? So it's not an ordinary item. One, wage war against it by prayer. Wage war against it through the word of God. Wage a war. That is why I say we should all know how to possess our vessel in sanctification. Abstain fornication. We fight against it. And that is why when one is already married, the mind is still committing adultery, even when you are under it, because that yoke is not yet broken. War against it and possess your body, your vessel, in what? In honor. Both male and female.
I said it last week. I said, what are they talking when they gather together, the man and the flat woman? Is this something good? No business talk? No, how our life will be better? What can we organize and plan to do in this Lynchburg, in this Austria? What can we put together? What kind of company? What kind of investment? What kind of invention? We are Nigerians. What can we do to influence and to impact and to invade and to overtake this land? What can we do? Men are supposed to be thinking like that. Isaac, stay in this land. Do not go away. Isaac obeyed. He sold in a land of famine. And he was able to make more than 100-fold. Men ought to pray and not faint. A process of keeping your body in sanctification and in honor. Men ought to pray, because in the place of prayer, there is a visitation from God. What kind of men do we have here in Israel? Men ought to pray. Elijah prayed, and he 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 prayed even the seventh time, wholeheartedly, before he could see his sight. Pray perpetually before he could see his sight. And then he knew God has answered. Men ought to pray and not faint. Prayer is a way that you are able to possess your body in sanctification and in honor. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Where are they? And so I will do now, not if you finish this thing, but I'm enjoying myself. That even one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. So you don't act like those other people who don't come to church, who don't believe in Jesus. They are getting drunk, I get drunk. They take drugs, I take drugs. Huh? They fornicate, I fornicate. They lie, I lie. They do 419, I'm a Christian, but I do it little, little. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
You are not like that. Now, some Christians, they don't know. They know they're Christians, they don't know. They're small, small. Even my papa said, if you want to eat, to eat big one, so that you could be proud to say, I mean, I'm not saying bad thing is good. Google do, I mean, will not say it. And the best way you beat me down. So, even the Bible said, don't be cold and don't be hot. He said, I will spit you out. That is what God said. He said, don't be like this. Don't be mago-mago. He said that you belong to me. So besides, anybody that does not belong to God belongs to Satan. That is says that 1,000,000 times yet. He said, you might be thinking that you are with God and be playing games with Satan. He said, automatically you don't belong to God. Our daddy says that every time. So don't deceive yourself. But learn how to possess your body in sanctification. He said that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter. No for one night. Don't defraud your brother. Because that the Lord is the avenger of all such. That is why I tell us we don't need to bother ourselves. If somebody is gossiping you up and then leave him or her. Leave that one. That one is just giving himself or herself stress.
Yes.
You continue and make them gossip more. Abby, continue the good works that you are doing. Let them have something more to gossip. You continue. Focus, focus, focus in what you are doing. God said he will punish such people. He said, as we also have forewarned you and testified, for God has not called us unto uncleanness,
but
unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is here in you. So whenever he's talking, what he concern you? You continue in your good works. Don't even bother yourself to complain that they are talking. Leave them. Do more things to make them talk more. It is a good way of free advertisement.
Because the more they talk about you, the more people will be watching you from distance. They say that this person is not good, but they will look and look. What did they have body where no make her good? What is in his body? Before you know, you even get more friends and more sincere friends and faithful friends. Because when they come to you and you continue your good works, they come to you, they see that you have been able to have this your body, this your vessel in sanctification and honor.
The people will say, that brother don't be good. They just say, you be a good person. I beg, I want to rub body with you.
Amen.
Now, don't be speaking pidgin again. I told that nigga, how would this my video go international when I'm going to speak pidgin? a lot of Europeans are speaking pidgin. Amen. Like that's what, you see that one I speak in Benin? I saw it on Facebook. He said, hello. As if me self, I've been in the midst of Benin people for long. I can't even speak Benin like this European lady. And she's still behaving like a market woman. I said, for all these years, 13 years now, I've been really in the midst of you all. Because and yet, I may not get distressed. Who say I don't get distressed? I should be, I don't need. I'm already singing Benin songs. I have distress now. Who say that, no, I don't have distress?
They sing them every Sunday.
Eh, who will say, Baba?
But you can imagine. So even they are already learning. So thank you, Jared, for the encouragement. But I would like to speak English. Amen. He said we have the Holy Spirit. That means the Holy Spirit is clean. He's our teacher. He's the one that cleanses us from the world. Remember that and don't forget. There is something that quenches the Holy Ghost. If you don't practice, if I don't practice keeping this vessel in sanctification and honor, the Holy Spirit will eventually be unuseful to us. We will quench him even though he is present. That was the example our sister gave during the time of refreshment, talking about the ark. The children of Eli were misbehaving. Eli himself, the priest, I always pray, God help me. Because I tend to talk to you. But the Bible said that Eli spoke with the children, but the children refused to listen. But because of the way they were behaving, the children of the pastor Eli were committing fornication and adultery, even sleeping with ladies at the doorpost of the temple. That was how serious and how bad their sins were. Like that of Absalom, who was sleeping with a concubine of his father, King David, on top of the roof, while every other Israelites were watching the same sin, the sons of Eli. And that was why Samuel was raised. Because the children did not follow the full step of sanctification. They were so relaxed that the covenant that God has with their father Eli covers them. They take bribe. So when we are talking about bribing and corruption, he don't pay. They were taking bribe. These are the priests, the pastors in the church that will go and be sleeping with every female member of their churches. They will say and speak so many different things to embezzle money, to take money from the people of the church. They don't allow people to give cheerfully and willingly according to the understanding of the word of God. They don't allow God to stir up the mind of the people to give. They do a lot of things. That was what the sin of the children of Eli. And that was what brought Ichabod. The glory departed. Even though the ark was there, to the extent that the enemy stole the ark, took the ark away. I said, don't allow anybody to steal your Jesus. So there's so much relax. Pastor is praying for me. Meanwhile, Bible says, for you to be sanctified, that you possess your body in sanctification and honor through prayer, through the word of God. Not through pastor praying for you is an individual race. I can't save anybody. Jesus is the Savior. I am not the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. According to Job 14:6. And he said, whoever comes to the Father must come through me. Not through any pastor. But when you have this knowledge, even as you honor your pastors and you reverence them, because the Bible says that then you should have what? Double honor. But when you read the word, you will be able to know when you are being manipulated or not. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you are fully doing the will of God, and in fact, what my sister said, he said, when I have a need, I go to God in prayer and I wait for him to talk to me. When he speaks to me, then I have my peace. That is what every one of us, including myself, must be doing. I hope we appreciate that. Amen. So 1 Corinthians 6:11, after he talked about how some people were behaving, he said, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified. Why? The blood of Jesus has washed you, has cleansed you, has purified you, and this word is sanctifying you. The word of God sanctifies you, it is sanctifying you. So believe it, and then live in the power thereof. Amen. 1 Corinthians 1:4. I know all these things I'm reading is what people have already gone through, because we just read the book of 1 Corinthians. And like I said, I'm saying it again, from 1st of May, we are reading 2 Corinthians. Amen. You say, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Christ Jesus, that in everything you are enriched by him. A church is enriched by him, and yet they're not following the ordinances of God. In all utterances, in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in all gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be what? Blameless. And that is the stage that righteousness has put us, if only we follow the truth. Blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord. Amen. 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 He said he confirmed us. He has enriched us. But do you know that the Corinthian church is a very useless church? If you didn't read it, go and read the book of 1 Corinthians, if you have not. That is the church that a young man was sleeping with the wife of the father, and they were proud of it. Church was hailing it. Say, you can commit any sin. Jesus Christ has already cleansed us. No wahala. Paul said this is shame. That is another way that people believe. The grace has covered me. I can do anything. So the first Corinthian church believed the grace has covered them. That even something that nature teaches us, the Gentiles won't even do it. Nature teaches us that it is not good for you to uncover the wrapper of your mother-in-law, and I say mother-in-law, of your stepmother. The son was doing it in the church, and they hailed him. And Paul said, No, that is not what Jesus has taught. And this church of Corinthians, the Bible said, they lack no gift in what we have just read. They lack no gift. It is the book of 1 Corinthians that tells us about the gift of the Spirit. It is still the book of Corinthians that even tells us other kind of gift, ministration, helps, and everything that says that the hand cannot do without the leg and the eye without the nose. Then they are complete. And yet, enjoying that presence of God, they started misbehaving. Until the word, the truth, came to them and say, repent, for Christ is coming. That is why, that's why we come to church. Many people are saying, I don't see the behavior of that one. That is, go and read the Bible.
have been telling us since the beginning of this church. I've dealt with the book of Corinthians when we were in Sanvit. Go and read it. This one, not Greek man who come to church. Go and read it. If somebody is sleeping with the wife of his father inside the same church and they say he didn't commit sin, even when the church says it's a sin, church say no be sin because grace not cover us. You can imagine. Maybe hold on first. Second 10 minutes. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know say I don't use 30 minutes, but hold on. Because I never touched this. Amen?
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
So let us run our race well, so that we will not become cast away. So 1 Corinthians 9, Paul was saying, he said that, know you not that they which run in the race run all, but one receive the prize? So run that you may obtain. And every man that strive for the mastery is separated all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are incorruptible. 26 says, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beats the hair. I'm conscious of what sanctification means. I'm conscious to be transformed into the image and the likeness of God. I am conscious of it. So I have a target of using the word of God to cleanse myself, to renew my mind. I have a target. I'm running this race of sanctification. I have a target of applying the knowledge of the word of God into my life so that I will not look like somebody who does not know what he or she is doing. Amen. He said, but I keep, 27 of the book of 1 Corinthians 9. He said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a cast away. That was what happened to Eli and his children that Ichabod came. Holding the Israelites for years, preaching the gospel unto them. But at the end of the day, he heard that his two sons died in the war. He fell back and broke his neck and he died. The pastor died. Because the children did not follow the way of God. And then he gave up on God and he died. I repeat, let nothing and no one take your Jesus from you.
Amen.
So the book of 1 Corinthians 10 is a summary of what we have learned in Corinthians. From verse 1, it says, moreover, brethren, I will not that you should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, manna. Bible said it was a spiritual meat. And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. The rock was Jesus. He said, and that rock was Christ. The rock was the anointing. Christ means the anointed one. The rock, he said, that rock was Christ. That rock was the anointing. That which flows by the Spirit into you and vitalize your mortal body. If that same Spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead lives in you, that same Spirit will vitalize your body.
Amen.
Amen. He said, but with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now, these things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things. When you are sanctified and you are in the process of sanctification, let evil not attract you. That is a sign that you are being sanctified and you know that you are standing righteous before God. Evil will not attract you for you to do them. Amen?
Amen.
He said, yeah, I did again. Six, Abby?
Seven
now. I read six again. Say, now these things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters,
as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. They were not conscious of their life. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted. Can you imagine, let us not tempt Christ in the Old Testament? Was Jesus Christ there that time? But the Bible is telling us that Jesus was the rock, the Christ that was following them, the anointing that they were drinking. That water that they drank was the Holy Ghost walking in them, fertilizing their body, making them to stay 40 years in the wilderness without growing, without their shoes. I mean, their shoes were growing unto their size, and their clothes were growing to their sizes. Everything was working together for their good, except those who rebelled and disobeyed and made them vessels to be stained, to be blemished, to be dirty. The book of Hebrews told us, who are those that did not enter the rest? He said, those that did not allow the word, they did not miss the word of God with what? With faith. Amen?
Amen.
My piano man, don't they give me a signal? Are they come? God bless you, I'm coming. Amen? He said, neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by the serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured. Can you imagine? Can you hear all these things? Don't murmur even when you have problem. Yes. The Lord bless you, sir, with good health in Jesus' name.
Amen.
He said, repeating it, neither murmur here, some of them also murmur, and then they clear such a kid, and they tell them, and they do, and they do, and now so, this one, they talk to me like that, and I'm so, and this one, and then they go see how my life be, and then they get it for last time. You know they Greek pray, you know they Greek pray, the way people should pray for them. Oh, I don't pray, I don't fast for 3 days, you know what's going to happen? Pray without ceasing, that's how God talk. Pray without ceasing, that's how God talk. But I don't pray, and I did it, and I did it. As if the pastor knows they get problems, this is how they can get problems. Hear how you run. But I love God. Nobody will steal my Jesus from me. He said they were destroyed through murmuring. Don't allow it to happen to you. My life is not good. My husband is not good. My children, where is that? Give them money, cash money, money. Now, this way, money. Somebody, when you jolly marry, all of a sudden, no good again. That means something is wrong with your perception. Something is wrong with your perception. With the way that you see the woman, with the way that you see the man, something is wrong. Murmuring and grumbling has entered. Now let me go and do the work. Now let me go and do this. Can you carry out the children? Can I do this one? Okay, now, you didn't run before. Instead of you to go in a loving way, you know, now I have 2 children, I have 3 children, I have 4 children, I have 5 children, I have 6 children, I have 7 children. Why did they say mommy now? I know you're the only one, the 4th one, you were just one, but she's been the main time. No, Abby, now only the 4th one, now you're just one, but you're the main time. You say mommy, what did I do now? Do you see those who receive the word of prophecy? Hallelujah, amen. You may continue.
My daddy, they look me.
He said, this is your boss. But it's true now. He said, you need to talk to him in a way that there will be understanding for him to help. You start murmuring and grumbling and knocking all the plates in the house and pushing all the pots anyhow and throwing away the mob anywhere. If the man should pass quietly past you, it gets you angry. The next thing you start hearing, I'm going to leave him. And the wise man, who is the spiritual head of the home, should know how to call the wife and calm her. Instead of them using his own mouth to say, if you don't want me, go. As if you take care of the children when they leave you.
Yeah.
Or you want me to come collect them for you?
Single
father. Instead of you to just say, oh darling, oh, I understand. What is the problem? For you to understand, probably she's overstressed. Then you are murmuring against it. I have said it, you are the worst woman. And you don't deal with her 3 years. And I don't deal with 10 years, 15 years. You are the worst woman that I've ever married. If you call a worst woman finish, when he reached 2 days for night, he goes, they go meet the worst woman. Thanks be my brother, God bless you. You understand what I mean? So this one you are calling the worst person that when you need him, you still want to go around. Then why don't you just call her the queen that she is?
Amen.
Because if you don't put yourself in the stage of the queen, you can't really enjoy. So you are the king. Put her in the stage of the queen. Give her understanding. Tell her you know. The book of 1 Peter asks us to do that. I'm not just saying my mind. I'm saying the scripture.
Amen.
The book of 1 Peter. He said that the women are the weaker vessel. He said we should love them with our hearts. He said if you don't treat your woman well, he said your very prayers will not be answered. There's a test. I don't like blaming the woman for anything happening in the womb because the husband is the spiritual head. The woman is just an helper to what the husband has. Hallelujah. Start playing it, Jeremy. Because I decided. I know if you finish it too well, maybe I will do wisdom next week. Hallelujah. He said, let them murmur here. Some of them also murmur that were destroyed of the destroyer. Now, listen. Now, all these things happened unto them for examples. All these things happened unto them. God purposely made them to perish in the wilderness. So that me and you can learn. They say it's a fool that falls and falls and falls again. The wise will see what had made me fall and change the mind not to repeat the same mistake. It's not until it happens to you. It's not every time that experience is the best teacher. It's even better for you not to experience some experiences.
That's it.
But learn from those who already went through that experience. Because knowledge makes you to see the consequences of their experiences. And then stay. Wisdom now says, now that you know, this person did this, and this is what happened to that person that was not okay. The consequences of it, the repercussion of it, I stay. That is how I possess my body in sanctification and honor. So I stay away. So every of these things that I just read in the book of 1 Corinthians, he said, it is for our examples. And they are written for our admonition so that we use it to teach ourselves. Upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed. This is what my sister said this morning, lest he fall. There had no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee.